greetings, and hello once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. It is a cold and snowy day here at the North Pole, but preparations for the festivities of Thanksgiving continues, regardless of the weather. On this day before Thanksgiving, there is plenty of activity in all departments at the North Pole, and even in the homes of elves where pies are being made and last-minute efforts in decorating for Christmas are in full swing. Joining me to discuss this tradition of Thanksgiving at the North Pole and maybe answer a question or two about it is Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, are you doing turkey at your house this year?
Well, you know I am, Frank, and as always, you're invited, even if it's you.
It's a great tradition, Crash, and I wouldn't miss it. Besides, it might be my last chance to see you before Christmas anyway.
Well, that's true, Frank. We're both very busy elves, but we'll talk nearly every day between now and Christmas, even if it is only on the radio. Tis the season, my friend.
Yes, that's a good point, and it leads to our question of the day, which comes from Jackson Noble of Phoenix, Arizona, who wrote in the other day to ask why the North Pole takes so much time off for Thanksgiving when there is so much work to be done to get Santa launched later next month.
Well, it's true enough, Frank, that we all have work to do. Santa's busy visiting with as many children as he can between now and Christmas. There's the sleigh to get tested. The workshop has to finish making all the toys. Mrs. Claus is up to her apron strings and cookies. The North Pole Post Office has to handle all the mail and messages for Santa. The wrapping department has to get everything wrapped. And, of course, the tracking department could be busiest of all with having to track all the weather and plan for Santa's flight and get 20 million tracker elves trained and ready for the big night. You couple all that stuff with the billion other little details of Christmas and, well, I can see why Jackson could feel that Thanksgiving Day would maybe take up too much of our time.
So are you saying that the North Pole should not celebrate Thanksgiving, Crash?
Well, no, I'm not suggesting that in the least. Thanksgiving is at the very heart of what we do, and maybe you have to be an elf to really understand this, Frank. Christmas is all about others, and Thanksgiving is all about remembering and being thankful for all that we have, including what others do for us. That's a very important exercise, and having your head screwed on right for Christmas. Talk to Santa about it when you visit him, kids. He'll tell you. You can't have Christmas without Thanksgiving. That's what he would say. It's that important. Fortunately, we spend a whole year getting ourselves organized and planned so that we can enjoy both Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Thanks, Crash. We'll talk to you again tomorrow during our coverage of the Thanksgiving Day Elf Parade. We appreciate all the work that you do, and that's the latest, folks. Join us again tomorrow as we bring you news of the North Pole Thanksgiving. Reporting from the North Pole Newsroom, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.